Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
Been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it, hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success Chronicles.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with another episode of the Success Chronicles, and I'm excited about this episode. So glad to have Miss Selena Shands on with us, a great lady doing some great things. And so first, I just want to say thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles.
Oh, Chip, it's such a pleasure to be here and so good to connect with you. Thanks for the opportunity to let me share my story.
Yes. Well, let's dive into it. I know, off air. We talked about, you know, your background and some of the things that you've been blessed to achieve. But if you don't mind, you know, sharing that with the audience so they have an idea of who you are and what it is you do.
Okay, well, I'm a Southern gal. I was born and raised in the deep south of North Carolina. And, you know, like so many millions of the people in this country, I had a pretty tumultuous childhood where alcohol played a kind of a negative role in our family dynamics. Mm-hmm. So I kind of had to figure out early on who I could trust, right, and count on and build those relationships to kind of help me through this process. And, you know, fortunately for me, my sister was the constant in my life, my older sister, who really raised me. She got a worker's permit when she was a teen, and she made sure that I was safe, that I had food, you know, school clothes. She really helped me. But most importantly, she instilled in me, you know what? You can do anything you want to do. I know you're from this environment, but that doesn't mean anything. And you know what? She led by example. She started her own company in a very sort of male-dominated field at the time. So through her support, I was able to go to a small private school and play sports so that I could channel that kind of anxiety, that negativity from my home life into something positive. So if my sister was my first mentor, I think sports is my second mentor. And Chuck, I know you know this, being a coach and, you know, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, right? There's so much you learn from sports. And I will tell you, I played everything I possibly could so I could be at practice rather than at home. So like softball, volleyball, basketball, track and field, you name it, I was on the team. It's a wonderful experience. I know you know that from working with athletes and youth, right? There's just such a great thing you can learn.
Yeah, I say sports is life.
Yes, so true, so true. And I think it helps you collaborate. You're competitive, but also helps you collaborate at the same time, you know, in the team sports. So through that, I actually met my best friend there at that school, and her family took me under their wing. So there's my third mentor coming in, right? And they lived in the country, so I would go spend summers with them, and I would earn money by cropping tobacco and then playing sports in the afternoon. And kept that up. I was able to get a scholarship, fortunately enough, to play basketball in college. So that enabled me to continue kind of that educational pathway. I got a degree in business and marketing. And again, all the while meeting these mentors, my wonderful coaches, my colleagues on my team, my friends, all of that. I call them my pivotal people because they make a huge impact, right, through their mentorship. And then when I graduated, I got a degree in business and marketing, and I was kind of burned out because I was working all the way through school. And, you know, being an athlete, you know, that is kind of a job in of itself. Right. And so I took about 3 years off and went back to my hometown and just did odd jobs and waitress for a while and played on the beach. And then in 1984, Hurricane Diana was going to roll through my hometown. Now, In the South, where I live, there's a lot of hurricanes that go there all the time. And I just, you, what you do is you pack up all your stuff, you move it off the beach, and then you come back and see if your apartment is standing, right? That's, and I just got tired of doing that. So 2 days before Hurricane Diana hit, I went and bought a new car and packed it up and then took off to go to California. And I thought, I had, Chuck, I had $50 to my name, a credit card, and now a new car payment that I didn't know how I was going to make. But I figured, you know what? There's got to be something more to life. I got to get out there and kind of see. And I was scared, Chuck, Chip. I was so scared. It was just like, oh my gosh. But I went anyway, and I ended up in San Francisco. And I will tell you, the transition from a small town in the South to the big city of San Francisco, that was a trip all of to itself. I had, you know, like in the South, you know how you meet people and you make eye contact and you say good morning. Well, imagine doing that on the BART, and you've got all these people there, and I'm trying to say good morning to everybody. So it was like this big kind of culture shock, if you will. But I learned kind of the culture there, and I ended up, through my love of sports, getting a master's degree in sports medicine. And that's when I started my first company. I was in my late 20s. It was called Life at Its Peak. And I helped doctors kind of integrate sports medicine as part of their practice. But then insurance laws changed, and the model that we had developed kind of became outdated. So you know this as an entrepreneur, you have to kind of constantly reinvent yourself. So I decided to move to San Diego and took a job as a marketing director for the San Diego Health and Human Services Agency. I happened to write a business plan for a foster youth facility as part of my work there. And someone who was on that board recruited me and said, I think you need to come and work for us, which was an organization that was focused on workforce development. Now, that's a weird term. Have you ever heard of that term? Being an educator, you probably have, right? Yeah, exactly. I didn't have a clue what workforce development was. And once I understood that it was this entire public sector system that receives federal funding to help youth and job seekers find their career path through education and training, I was hooked because when you hear, think about the story I just shared, this is something I've been doing my whole life, right? Is through the help of my mentors. Well, what is the next path to get me to my dreams? So I worked with that organization for 4 years, and I began to realize that I could really use my talents to help this whole public workforce system, which is national, along with education partners like community colleges, adult school, school districts, you know, with the model that we developed in San Diego. So that's how, you know, I came to this current company, Full Capacity Marketing, and we're in our 21st year, which makes me feel kind of old saying that, but I'm kind of proud too. We made it.
That's awesome.
That's where we are today. And yeah, Full Capacity Marketing. So what we do there, just so kind of get a context there. We help organizations that have a mission of workforce and education. And so these organizations can be like the one I just described in San Diego, but a whole host of nonprofits and public sector organizations. And what I love about helping these organizations is that they're dedicated to serving or helping to serve underserved and underrepresented populations to find a better life through training and education. And so what we do with these organizations is we help them build a highly valued brand within their respective communities. They don't have a lot of money to go out and do community outreach, so therefore they're kind of like the best kept secret. So here you may have someone struggling that doesn't have the money to go to a 4-year university, which many people don't. And like, so what are they? They're kind of left out in the cold. Like, well, you know, they need to be able to find an educational path and get skills as well. So that's what we do. We help them build a brand so that these youth, the job seekers and students, they're visible to them and they know how to go and access those services. And
That's
we've
awesome.
helped, it's really cool because we've helped about 500 organizations across the nation with their workforce and education missions. And also help them build partnerships within their community to get the word out, and also funding, which is so important, especially in today's very highly politically charged world, right? It's like,
Yeah.
I don't think that workforce and education is a political issue, but sometimes it can become one, right? So these organizations can get left out in the cold if, say, funding cuts come from the federal level. So it makes it really hard for them, in a lot of ways. And then the other thing we do, Chip, which I really love, is we have this thing called EFCM Learning Hub. And so we teach people about branding, marketing, and communications so that these workforce organizations can be more strategic long and can be sustainable long after our contract concludes with them. So we're teaching them how to fish, right? It's like, okay, we'll go in and help them with marketing and communications, but let us give you some tools to continue that work. And so that's where our business name came from, Full Capacity Marketing. We want them to be full on limited budgets so that we can get this important message out about what they do in their respective communities.
Awesome, awesome. Well, just hearing you, man, discuss your really neat journey and the things that you've been blessed and fortunate to achieve, I would consider that to be hugely successful. So let's hit on success. What is your definition of success?
Well, I think in general, I think success is an inner journey, right? It's such a personal choice. What makes people feel successful is could be very different than the other. But for me, it's really changed over the years. Like early on, it was all about survival and money, right? That was like my motivator. But now, since it's kind of morphed into finding work and a mission that really drives me and inspires me to get out of bed every day to make that positive change. And in working with these organizations that have this focus on workforce and education, I've just seen some major miracles take place. Can I share a story with you on
Sure.
one of them? I just heard this last week from one of our adult education schools that we work with. And I'm like, God, we've got to tell this story. I just want to tell it to everyone. So, this adult education school was teaching a group of students to get their high school diploma and equivalency. And that's really important because research shows that people who have a high school diploma or equivalency earn $6,000 more than those that don't. So $6,000, you just think that can be life-changing money for a lot of people, right? So there was a lady in this instructor's class, and he noticed she was having a lot of problems. He was talking with her, and she said, "Well, I'm really embarrassed to tell you this, but I'm homeless and I live in a storage unit, and I cannot I don't have access to a laptop, a phone, or anything to help me finish the assignments." Well, his school didn't have funding for that, so he went out and found an employer, a partner, a tech company to actually donate a laptop to her. Not only did she finish her assignment, but she went on in that adult education program to get some certificates that she built her skills upon. And guess what? How much money she is making right now? $66,000 a year. Now, if everybody could do that, right? Just think about that, just in terms of those stories. Like, so there's a lot of issues in the workforce and education system. We have digital equity issues, how organizations get funding to provide services, how represented populations get left behind in the current system. So we need to tell those stories, right? We need to raise awareness about what options are available. If you cannot go to a four-year university and you want to build your skills and find meaningful work for yourself, there's so many options out there. So we're on a mission to tell that story to get the word out.
That's so good. Well, as we close, I'd love for you to have an opportunity to share with the audience where they can go follow you and check you out and show you some love with all of the amazing things you have going on.
Well, I would just point them to our website, fullcapacitymarketing.com. We've got all of our handles there for our socials, including our blog where we have thought leadership articles. Our Twitter handle is at FCMWorks. And then the rest, Facebook and everything else, just Google Full Capacity Marketing and you will find us there.
Awesome, awesome. Well, again, I just want to say thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles, and I wish you continued success.
Thank you so much, Chip. It's been an honor to be here, and you continue your amazing work as well. I follow you everywhere with your coaching and education, and I just all your books. It's just such an accomplishment, and thank you for all that you put out in the world as well.
Thank you. And thank you guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless. Go get it.